Tributes are pouring in for Beaton Tulk, who served as Liberal Premier for just a few months between October of 2000 and February of 2001. Beaton Tulk passed away yesterday at the age of 75. It was former Liberal Premier Brian Tobin who passed the torch on to Tulk when he left provincial politics to return to Ottawa.
You didn't have to try and figure out where Beaton Tulk was coming from, ever. He called it exactly as he saw it. You know, a little more than a month ago, I asked a bunch of our colleagues together. Actually, Paul Dixon and I called a bunch of our colleagues up, and we went to Beaton's house. We wanted to go to dinner, but Beaton was really too weak to go to dinner. So we had a great feed of Chinese food at Beaton's house. Dora very kindly let us all take over the place. And I'll tell you, we thought we were going for about an hour because Beaton was fairly weak, but he'd just gotten a blood transfusion, and he had the right amount of medication to dull his pain in, and Beaton sat in a couch, and he presided over several hours of lively conversation, much, much laughter. None of us got away unscathed from his gentle humor, and we had a wonderful evening. And just as I was leaving at the end of the evening, Beaton said to me, Brian, I never thought that I would have the privilege of being at my own wake. This was a lot of fun. But that's exactly what happened. And typical of Beaton, we were there to say goodbye to him and to say thank you to him. And he, by force of personality, turned it into an evening, frankly, of laughter and of fun and of good memories and good friendship.
And that, of course, was former Liberal Premier Brian Tobin. Also, former Tory Premier Denny Williams is remembering Tulk as a great friend, despite sitting on opposite sides of the political fence.
You know, I faced him head on. Harry Harding, we ran against him in a by-election out in Bonavista, and we campaigned against each other, and we passed each other on the street, and we'd smile and we'd wave, or we'd meet at a Tim Hortons or whatever it happened to be at the time and have a great conversation. So there was never any sort of bitterness or real heavy competitiveness between us. And also on the Northern Peninsula, I got to tell you a funny story, because I haven't shared this with too many people. Beaton was Premier at the time, and I was just a rookie. My leadership was coming up in April. So I was up campaigning with Trevor Taylor and Wally Young up in the Northern Peninsula, and we had a battle on our hands because that was a Liberal heartland. And about, I suppose, probably halfway through, I could feel something starting to happen on the ground up there. And I said, you know, we actually got a chance. So I said, I'm going to have a bit of fun with my buddy now. So I phoned Beaton at the office, and I finally got through to him. And I said, Premier. And he said, yes. I said, Danny Williams. I said, I've only seen you from the ground. I've seen you flying over in helicopters campaigning. But I said, I got a proposal for you. Yes, my son. He said, what's the proposal? I said, we're going to win those by-elections. I said, I'm going to give you the first opportunity to be the first Premier to ever cross the floor. And I can't repeat verbatim exactly what he said to me, but the gist of it was, have you lost your mind, boy? And we had the greatest laugh over it.
Also, sitting Premier Dwight Ball says he has many warm memories of his friend Beaton Tulk.
And I remember just a few years ago, and he was sick at the time, but he was at our convention in Gander, and he was just sharing stories, just being loud and boisterous, and, you know, having everybody in the room in laughter. And it's just who he was. And really, to his last days, he was still very passionate about the province, and he was never shy to reach out and give you his perspective on where things were. Just a great individual and a major contributor to our province. A couple of years ago, Beaton came into the office. He had not been in here for a while, and he was looking around, and he said, Skipper, you should put that flag over in that other corner, because then in every picture, that flag would show up with you in this chair. And that was just, once again, just he was sharing how important it was for, as a premier of this province, to have that flag right on your shoulder.
That, of course, was Premier Dwight Ball. But we leave the last word this morning to Beaton Tulk himself. Here's a short excerpt from an interview I did with him when he released his memoir, A Man of My Word. What are people going to learn about Beaton Tulk inside this book, sir?
Well, I think they're going to learn that Beaton Tulk grew up in a little place called Ladle Cove. I often say it was a cocoon for me. I wasn't subject to any of the ills that a lot of our kids are now. And it had great values. It was completely isolated, as I told Prince Philip one time when I had dinner with him. And it was just that the community took care of each other. It was a beautiful place to grow up in. And I learned the values of my mother and father, hard work, my grandparents. And I enjoyed working, and I got into one thing after the other, and eventually ended up being being the MHA for Fogo and then the MHA for Bonavista North. And I've always believed that if you work at something, you should work at it. People often ask me about the story of myself and Clyde Wills. Mm-hmm. And I respect Clyde, respect him tremendously. He was always the poster boy of the Liberal Party, and the Liberal Party has always been my home. But for us to mix was like mixing oil and water, I think. And so we didn't get along that well, but I still respect him. And I always believe that if you're going to say something about somebody, say something good. My mother taught me that. If you mm-hmm. can't say anything good about somebody, then don't say anything about them. So we go through the people that I met and the people that I work with, and I did get an opportunity, thanks to the people of Ladelco for their support, and the people of Fogo District and Bonavista North for their support. I did get to meet some great people and get to know them.
Breton Tulk, former Premier of the province, passed away yesterday at the age of 75. We offer our condolences to his wife Dora, his family and friends.